This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were back.
I guess is the sound not on there?
We don't have the speaker on.
Okay. It's very confused.
It's my bad.
Very confused.
It's my bad. It's scheduled day. I got to lock in.
Well, no, you're talking to Elliot about some nonsense.
It is. It was about some nonsense. Well, you wanted to talk about the number three pick in the draft.
Oh, ace the pick, I was told?
Ace the pick. So a team that has the number six pick in the draft is the Philadelphia Flyers, and this is the official Flyer show in all of Philadelphia. And we prove it with Flyers in 50 with our buddy Broads. What's up, Broads?
Pay attention in there, will you?
I'm sorry, man.
I mean, what the hell is that nonsense?
Look, I'm not locked in. I wasn't locked in for about 10 seconds. Are you locked in?
I'm locked in. Don't you dare hit that sounder. Don't you dare.
Not yet.
I got a few things off my... I need to get off the chest.
Oh, before the sounder?
Yes, I got dental work done. I can't feel my mouth. So okay. If I sound like a dumber idiot than I normally already do... That's why.
I was going to say, two. Some would say that your delivery is the delivery of a guy who can't feel his mouth.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And number two here, 14-3. Anyone who's scared about this schedule, it's hard. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, this offensive line, Nick Sirianni, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter. The list goes on and on and on.
What are you,
this
a caller?
This team's going to kick ass. This team's going to dominate. Hey, how about my guy Ty Robinson, too, up the middle, huh? Fourth round pick, best acquisition this offseason. We're about to dominate, baby.
All right. Are you not worried at all that it's like it's probably the hardest Eagles schedule I've ever seen, and they lost five key contributors on defense and didn't replace any of them?
No. This team is phenomenal.
Right, yeah.
This team is elite. This team is going to have another sensational season where every Monday you and Jack come in and you go, wow, this quarterback, he just does it again.
That's all he does.
Back to back, baby. Back to back. Mm-hmm.
Back to back. I got one last question before we get into the real nuts and bolts here.
Yeah.
Have you received one call about Rick Tocchet today?
No.
Wow. I am so disappointed. Well, it's not even funny. Not one call?
It's changed around here, bro. I think, quite seriously, it's sort of a... Not that I want to be talking hockey all the time, but it is a bummer because, 15 years ago or whatever, there would at least be calls that say, why aren't you talking about the Flyers when we're not talking about them? But they've been so bad for so long that I think they've beaten it out of the casual sort of fans that pay attention. And even the diehards seem dead about it. So not only hiring a coach who is a former Flyers player, which there is opinion on both sides of, it is... kind of a bummer, and I hope that they're good at some point soon so we start being able to get this as part of the conversation. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree, and now I'm ready, so go ahead.
All right, hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
If you did a blind resume and you didn't know the name was Rick Tocchet and you looked at his coaching, you'd say, this is the guy we got? This is the guy we brought in. Take out the COVID year. This man has one playoff berth in 8 seasons behind the bench. It's ridiculous. So what they got just a typical blah, vanilla-style coach who's probably going to get canned in a couple of years. It's the Laviolette. It's the John Tortorella. It's the those guys. And you just did it again. It's a linear move. And they're trying to tell us that the reason why they went out and got him is because he could swing players into coming to play for the orange and black because they love him so much and he has so much respect that I better start seeing free agents. I better start seeing big time names and some big time pieces come here because Rick Tocchet is in place. And something else that pisses me off, we're doing it again. Homer and Clarkie and Hextall. Now it's Jonesy and Briere and it's Tocchet. Guys like my dad are all excited. Woo! Tocchet's back! This is great! That's what they wanted and that's what they got and that's what's pissing me off about it. I got a message saying, you don't get it, Broads. Rick Tocchet is Philly. And I go, damn it! This is the problem! It's the problem! They are doing it again! That's how I feel.
All right.
Holy moly.
I thought
man.
You would be there with it, Broads. Can I ask you this?
Holy cow.
Yes.
What I want you to do at this point, Broads, and I understand your frustration. I get it, especially with the Flyers. You know, with they have a history of doing this, you know, hiring their own. If I were to ask you, all right, Broads, I'm putting you in a position. You have to argue for Rick Tocchet. What would the argument be for Rick Tocchet?
Do I have to do it with that same level?
No. I don't want to kill you.
Pounding and my mouth is so numb.
Whoa.
What was the question?
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. I want you to make the case, not as passionately, obviously, but I want to see it from the other perspective. What is the what is the case for Tocchet?
Okay, the case for Tocchet, I think, is for whatever reason, the NHL world looks at him as the second best coach on the market outside of Mike Sullivan, who a few weeks back I told you that was the guy who I really wanted to go after, and he was signed very quickly to the Rangers. So it's almost like the Daryl Morey thing in a way, because when Daryl Morey became available, the whole league was like, whoa, you got to go get this guy. And not that he's a bum or a stiff, some think he is, but you know, now that you're seeing him here, and but Rick Tocchet is the same thing. It's like the league, the second he becomes available from Vancouver is, wow, you got to make sure you go try and get Rick Tocchet. So that would be my view on it, would be remove Philadelphia for a second. Remove the ties of the Flyers club and the old boys club or whatever the hell everyone calls it. You know, the league says Rick Tocchet is up there. So take that for what it is.
Okay. And last thing here, Broads, is... I guess I just like, does it make you lose? I think everybody had a lot of faith in Jonesy in that, like, okay, even though he is a former Flyer or whatever, here is maybe a fresh look on the organization. We're going to do things differently. Does it make you less confident in the leadership of the team because they made this decision?
That's a good question. I don't know if I lost a lot of faith, but I didn't gain as much respect and intrigue as I wanted to. Almost like this move is linear. I'm almost staying linear where this could have been something where I go, whoa, that was savvy. Or wow, that was creative. Or wow, that's different outside the box. They almost went safe. And, you know, look, maybe safe is fine. Maybe safe is okay. Maybe safe is good at the end of the day when it plays out. But it didn't grab me with excitement. I think it's okay. And if it's okay, then, I don't think it's egregious, gross, disgusting from a coach perspective, although I wouldn't have done it. But it's not needle moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense.
I tell you what, Rhodes, listen to your brother from another mother who's been to Hockey in the Hood with you. I think we're going to like Tuck in the end.
Yeah, I hate to sound like your dad, but
I think we're going to like him in. Yeah. I think we're going to like him in.
They got you. Yeah. They got, tell Jonesy. Text Jonesy and say, you did it, my friend. You got me.
I like
Tuck. You got me and everybody else. Yeah, of course, because he's got, you know, there's stories about you know, Tuck in the day.
Yeah.
Guys are all like, oh, yeah, Tuck in back in the day.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's go in the streets and have fun. Tuck is back.
All right.
But Flyers hockey's back.
All right.
We're back in the streets.
All right, okay. Do you see his face while this is happening,
yes.
by the way? It's lunatic. When are you back on WIP, Broads?
Tomorrow night following the Phillies, we'll do a little final out and then bang, right to 3.5 hours of should Tockett be the head coach.
You can follow Broads on Twitter, at Broads81. Thank you, Broads.
Oh, man.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
There he is, Broads.
Yeah, puck it up. Puck it up.
There we go. We're picking it up.
When did we add that jingle?
Well, this Broads' jingle. Yeah.
Broads made it up.
Yeah, oh, okay. Broads made it up.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
This guy's on drops now.
Puck it up.
Yeah. Puck it up. There it is.
Yeah, and I like the talking move.
I also like that Rod wanted it to be with Hunter Brody, but he's Broads.
He's Broads.
He's Broads.
Yeah. It's like Buzz.
Hunter Brody.
He's Broads.
Broads.
I'll tell you what, Broads needs a little of that. That wacky tobacco or whatever that he talks about. He's a little too he's a little too riled up. It is schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to do that.
We have our final part of the schedule?
Well, no, we have final part of the schedule, but we also have Jackie Baseball to do, and we also have Eagles Insider. Where do you want? Do you want to do Jackie Baseball now?
Sure.
Why don't we do it now? Let's go.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, listen, not a good night for old Nolsey.
No, that was bad.
It was really bad.
He looked, I texted you last night, and he was coming off the mound. I don't know if he was crying.
No.
But he had like a very distraught look on his face.
He did.
Yeah.
It was raining and cold out there.
No. Yeah, what did you want him to do? Pitch
well? Terrible weather to pitch in.
Sonny Gray got shelled too. Why don't you put that on your narrative?
It's not narrative.
No, I know.
I'm just saying we needed six innings out of the guy last night, you know?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They even tried. He gave up 9 and like, keep going.
Topper was like, yeah, we're going to leave you out there.
Well,
buddy.
When they went for it as hard as they did in game one, with using all the bullpen guys, they were going to get stuck in a precarious situation if that exact scenario played out. Now, the Nola situation, like, you're not putting Aaron Nola in the bullpen. So I know, like, people are going to, like, he's not going to the bullpen. So you pretty much have to ride it out with him and see how it goes. Now, the one thing I kind of thought watching him last night, because, listen, he'll never say he's hurt. He looked like he was laboring out there in a different way. We've seen Aaron Nola struggle, but maybe it's one of those little kind of phantom IL spots for Nola to give him some time off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know, but it looked like he wasn't able to
fit. In favor of who?
Well, Mick Abel. Mick Abel's heating up down in AAA. You could put Taiwan back in the rotation if you wanted to, just to give him a couple starts. I don't know. I think they're going to, you know, let him kind of pitch his way out of it. They have a lot of trust in Aaron Nola. It's the second year of a $172 million contract. That's a big one.
And where was his velocity last night? Was it still where?
No, so it was down like 91, 92. I just... In looking at him, it looks like he wasn't able to finish on his pitches, and it looked like he was holding back a little bit. And that's where I started to get concerned about a possible injury. So we'll see if anything happens, but that's what it looked like to me last night.
Or he's pitching to prevent the injury from happening. You're going to push it too much, man.
Boy, you got them all in there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Are people really talking about putting him in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy on the midday show. Guy who hosts the midday show. Yeah.
Is it Gilio?
Yeah.
He's not pitching well right now. I just don't think
you just throw him out there and hope he fixes it.
And
Boehm.
Sure.
Really no different than Boehm. Now,
and how did that work out?
I don't know. His OPS is 600. But
come on,
dude,
man.
Dude, if I told
you
Alec Boehm...
home run yesterday.
He did.
I told you Alec Boehm was hitting 261 right now, I wouldn't believe you.
What did I say he's going to finish up at?
275.
Okay, thank you.
So he's hitting 258 with a 650 OPS, but that 258's a big jump.
He was
hitting
150
like a month ago.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
So he's hot. No one talked about his hitting streak ending after the first game, the 8-game hitting streak. We were this close to DiMaggio.
The Schwarber streak is over.
The
as
Schwarber
well.
Streak is heartbreaking. So Nola not going to the bullpen. Put your pitchforks down and let him kind of work his way through it. And the nice part is they have four other guys pitching really, really well to where, like, he's not killing the rotation. He's killing one start right now, but he's not sinking the rotation.
There you go, Fritz.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm with you. It's like the best case scenario is that he figures it out. He's not going to figure it out unless you keep throwing him out there.
Yeah.
Keep throwing him out there.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you look up?
I just looked up splits.
There it is.
And there it is. Alec Boehm. Last 15 games. Batting .327.
Now,
how about that?
Come on, man.
I do like that you've turned into a splitsman this year.
Oh, yeah. It looks him up a lot, actually.
Now, here's the question for Ike.
Yeah, got a couple walks. Oh. How many walks did he have 2 weeks ago?
Three.
Now, what's he got now, four?
He's got eight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, he's heating up. Now, Ike, would you bump him up in the lineup, or are you keeping him down where
I'm
he is?
I'm keeping him down there.
Yeah, keep him down.
Keep him down there.
He's not a pressures man.
Well, yeah, exactly. Don't put him in that position.
No.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Let him cook. Let him cook. All right. Spike, this is a scenario for you.
Oh, no.
Would you extend JT right now for like 2 years, $25 million? If it meant you would get if you meant it would get the Kyle Schwarber extension done today.
I don't care about the Kyle Schwarber extension.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
I know,
that.
But I don't know if there's anything that was sorry to sway you. You would not do that?
No.
All right. Just check it in. I just want to see where you're at on the Schwarber extension
talk. I don't want to lock myself into this team that we're not even sure. All we talked about before this year is that this is the year for this team where we find out whether this core is going to get it done or not. So in what world are we locking up more of this core without seeing what the result of the core is? JT is fine, but like, He's been this guy for the last 2 or 3 years where his OPS is like hovers around 700
mm-hmm.
and he's what, 33 years old
mm-hmm.
coming off of knee surgery. No, let them all earn their contracts. And if we have to pay more for them, then we pay more for them. I'm fine with it.
All right.
Yeah.
So I want to see where you're at.
Yeah.
And then final thing here. So Cole Hamels was on the midday show yesterday. He gave a theory on Bryce saying that he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. We know that Rob Thompson said
the same thing.
Said
it feels bad for him.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. And I say this without the usual Jack trolling voice. I promise you. Okay? I'm not trolling. But I think the Eagles winning the Super Bowl was the worst thing that happened to Bryce Harper.
Oh, my God.
I do. Because I think that he looked at that parade. He looked at it and he said, I want to be that. And it's not that he looks at it in a hating way. I think he looks at it in a jealous way. And that should be me. I want to be able to do that. And the way he's played this year, if everyone on the team, close to the team, the manager, Cole Hamels, who's a special advisor, and also in the, like, they can all sense it from Bryce. That's the only thing that makes sense. That's been the change this year. Like, he knows that his legacy is on the line. It's going to be 33 in the middle of this postseason. God willing, they're in it. Like, I just, I think the only thing that's really changed is the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I think for him personally, seeing them have the parade down Broad Street, for him personally, them winning the Super Bowl is the worst thing that could have happened to him.
I'm going to give you first because I got a thought on that.
Well, it's just the biggest crock of bleep I've ever heard anybody say.
Right, yeah. Awesome. Good. Dynamite.
Well, because you know what it says?
Like, what are you talking about?
It says to you that that Bryce Harper cannot handle the pressure.
Yes! What are you talking about right now?
Well, I think he's putting extra pressure on himself because he wants that.
Look, I don't care.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
This does not make Bryce sound like the guy that we want Bryce to be.
Everyone warmed up.
Yeah.
Rob Thompson warmed up. Cole Hamels warmed up. You warmed up.
What is going on right
now? Too much pressure on himself.
What are you talking about?
He simply cares too much. Okay. Then he's got to remedy that.
How does he care more than anybody else?
Because it's his legacy that's on the line. He's the one that needs a cherry on top to be in the, like, he's already a Hall of Famer.
So get more hits.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think he looks like he has added stress on him. Like, I don't know. This is very easy to comprehend.
No. Here's the thing. Because you're trying to say the Eagles winning has put more pressure on Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. The team, the Phillies, listen, they aren't in first place, but they aren't in last place either. And Bryce isn't getting booed every at bat. He's not being ripped to shreds on here or anywhere else. So where is all this pressure that he's supposedly feeling? A guy who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 18 years old, who has wanted this moment, one of the best postseason performers in baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm supposed to believe that because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it's put enormous pressure on him, and he is so hurt because he can't perform right now. Get him a Blue Chew. I'm just saying, but he's so hurt that he is not producing. Listen, I love Bryce Harper as a player, but what I'm not going to do is make him into some soft candy ass by making excuses for him. That's what I'm not going to do. He's not we don't do it for Jalen. We don't do it for Embiid. We don't do it for anybody else. We don't do it for anybody else. Stars got pressure on him. He's not the first star athlete in this town to have pressure on him to win. And I don't want to hear that he's putting too much pressure on himself. We know he wants to succeed. What are we talking about here? It's not the first time he's gone through a slump.
You know what else he wants?
What? Yeah, he wants an extension.
If I want to be the jerk.
Yeah,
and say he's stressing because if he doesn't perform in his age 32 season, and he's got only 6 more years left on his contract, then the team would have no reason to give him an extension. Like, if you want to start doing the pressure is making him perform less, then I'll just throw out that maybe it's the money. Like, maybe it's the money. Too. So he's a great player. He's handled pressure very well since he's been here.
Man.
Yeah.
Start hitting the ball.
Yeah. Grow up.
He will once we get over the Eagles.
Oh,
that's the same thing. Well, how did Bohm get over his issues?
But there's different.
How did Bohm get over his issues?
No,
and
I know.
Now Bryce is doing what Bohm was doing earlier. That everybody was ripping him over. Now we're talking about Bryce's body language when he makes out.
No, his body language has been fine.
Is he having fun? Like, yeah. What?
Well, the body language has been fine. I know. Okay. I'm trying to get everyone here to the second level. Okay. We're trying to break down the Bryce Harper struggles and try to go inside his brain. He just shaved his head 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He looks like a guy that's wearing it. We're putting some theories together as to why he's wearing it. And I think
you guys treat him like a tiny little baby.
No, we don't. We're just talking. God, you guys are unbelievable. It was a freaking theory. Jeez. Yeah, I got attacked over here. I got warmed up. It was just a thought.
Oh, you toughen up in there too.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's hitting 238. And all these Jalen people are on my ass. And if he doesn't turn this bleep around, they're going to continue to be on my ass.
Yeah.
And if they lose to freaking Herbert, Josh Allen, big year for you boys.
By the way, top 11's not till later in the summer. He keeps hitting 238.
Well,
you know who's going to be ahead of him?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know. Is Ranger going to be on this year for everyone?
Jesus might, though.
Oh, he should be.
Yeah.
Schwarber definitely will be.
I think we fought that one last year.
Is
Bryce even going to make the list?
Oh, man. Hold on.
All right.
I can't wait to see where I put Jalen.
All right. Did you say I can't wait till
yes.
I can't wait to see where I put jailing.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I'm excited for top 11. We started thinking about it earlier this week.
All right. No, but if you have Bryce too low, we're going to fight over.
You're not doing Bryce any favors.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
You're hurting his case.
You're hurting.
You and Rob Thompson and Cole Hamill.
What?
Get out of here. Tell
That's fine.
Man up.
Just again, simple theory. Everyone take a deep breath.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't think anybody said anything.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm just trying to theorize.
Play a sad violin, Jack.
No.
Play a sad violin. Play a sad violin.
Shut up.
I saw the parade. Now I'm pressing.
It is pressing. I'm sorry, you guys aren't human beings.
I saw the parade.
Yeah.
You see, that's supposed to take pressure off of you.
No, it's not.
Big Aaron was so happy.
I know.
I got to make him happy, too.
I don't know what you're saying in there. Why do you sound like Lenny from Mice and Men?
I don't know. I didn't see that. All right. Coming up next, we will get to the final part of the Eagles schedule and figure out what our final records are. Also, the new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
That's me.
Yes, with Ike, Spike, and the little baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.